Welcome, Cleaning Nation. I am so excited to have you with us today and hang out. Before we jump in, take a minute to go to growmycleaningcompany.com. You will be able to find an earth-shattering, amazing, complimentary, on-demand training on the five shifts that you need to grow your cleaning company. So check it all out, growmycleaningcompany.com. Today, we are chatting with Michelle Berberick from Peachy Clean. She's been in business just under 4 years, serving the Springfield, Minnesota area with residential cleaning primarily. If you want to reach out to Michelle, you can get a hold of her at www.peachyclean.company. Michelle, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
My pleasure. Happy to have you, sister. So what on God's green earth possessed you to start cleaning in lovely Springfield, Minnesota just a mere 3-4 years ago?
Maybe, I don't know, midlife crisis. I'm not sure. I was working at an office job, and it was very, it was a very sedentary lifestyle. I would sit all day long at my desk, and then my kids were in school and they'd have sports games. So I'd leave work and I'd go up to school and I'd sit on the bleachers all night long watching, you know, football, basketball, whatever, and come home and head to bed and wake up in the morning and do it all over again. And I think my health was kind of starting to suffer. So I was just ready to get back, you know, get out from behind the desk and move around and do something different.
Well, far be it for me to stand in the way of a woman getting out, doing something different, having fun, living your dream. How can I be of service to you today?
Well, I live in a really rural area here in southwestern Minnesota. Mostly, you know, mostly farm, corn, soybeans, you know, so it's primarily farmers and farm-based businesses. And I want to start to hire employees and I want to start to grow my business, but I don't know exactly how to set my goals or how big to grow with the demographic that we have out here. And then another thing that's really hard in a low population area is to get, you know, to pick a specific niche, because by the time you niche down to a certain, you know, a certain group of people, there's not that many out there to be served. So I think, you know, I don't know if it's, you know, picking a couple of niches or broadening the niche, or I don't know, just specifically for people in these rural areas, you know, it's just the demographic is so different.
Well, let's talk about the goals first, and I definitely will integrate how to, you know, kind of the caveats to deal with when you're working in a small rural area. But the skill of goal setting is so important. We were just talking off air before we started about how you mentioned you're a Clean Profit Method member. The first module is core values 1.1, and 1.2 is goals. So if you want to know, gosh, what does Mike think? If you can only explain one or two concepts, what would they be? It would for sure be core values and goals. So, and a lot of people skip that, right? I don't know why. They think it's not important, or it's just kind of frou-frou, or it's not tactical, or it's not real. But absolutely, goal setting is one of the most important, if not the most important thing that you can do. So please, please, please don't skip that, Cleaning Nation. So let's walk through how to do that. First and foremost, I want to encourage you, you and Cleaning Nation, to decide on your goals based on what you need out of your business and out of life. So many people base their goals out of, and when I'm doing the huge, like awful air quotes here, what's reasonable. That's insane. Because your opinion of what's reasonable might be totally different than my opinion of what's reasonable, which is totally different than someone else's opinion of what's reasonable. And really what's reasonable is what you're willing to do and to go get. So I always want to start with the end in mind and then work backwards, right? So what we want is, what kind of life do I want, and what kind of business would I need to create that life for me? And we're talking time and money, right? If you're making $1 million a year in net profit, but you're working 100 hours a week, your spouse hates you, and you're sick and overweight and hate life, that's not great, right? And if you're like, well, I don't care as much about the money, that's great. You could have work no hours tomorrow by just quitting. So we've got to have that nice kind of middle ground between how much you're willing to sacrifice and put in versus how much money you want to make. So that said, start with, and I don't know if you can share this live on air or not, are you willing to share what you want to be income-wise? Net income, not how much your company makes, how much your company pays the lovely Michelle.
Oh gosh. 50,000 to 60,000 maybe.
Pick one.
Pick one? Okay, I'll go in the middle. 55.
Perfect. 50 to 60 is not a goal. It's a concept. $55,000 is an actual number we can track 1 year from now, 6 months from now, 18 months from now, and say, did the company pay you $55,000 American dollars? 50 to 60, less specific. Okay, so for $55,000, that's fine. Most, and this is just kind of big round numbers, but most residential cleaning companies, a 20% profit margin is not unreasonable. So if you take $55,000. I've got my little iPhone out here. Divide by 20%. You're looking at $275,000 in revenue. Okay. So you'd say, all right, well, I need a $275,000 company. And that includes stuff like overhead. Some people get confused and go, oh, I make way more than that, Mike. You know, that's crazy. I make way more than that. Well, first of all, if you do all the cleaning yourself, sure, you can make more, but ultimately not so much. It's hard to make $55,000 a year cleaning. I guess it's possible if you just clean all day, every day, but it's not not hard to have a business that pays you $55,000 where other people clean. So first and foremost, we have to understand that we have to pay our employees if we want a real business. And second, we have real expenses. So the breakdown, I think this is in the Clean Profit Method, so you'll have access to this, Michelle, is 50-30-20. 50% cost of goods sold, 30% expenses, 20% profit. So all that to say, if we want to create a $275,000 business, let's just call it $300,000, we break that down into our average monthly client. So what's your average monthly client currently?
You mean in revenue?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Probably about $320.
All right. So if we need $25,000 a month, which is $300 a year, and I rounded up, your goal was a little less than that. But if we wanted, so this will actually make a goal for $60,000. That way, if you fall a little short, you're still okay. $25,000, you said if your average customer is $325 per month, you only need 77 customers. So, not that big of a deal. And let's say you're starting from zero, which I know you're not, but say you need 77 customers. If you divide that by 12 months, you only need to gain 6.5 customers per month if you wanted to do that in a year. Now, you'll have to gain a little more because that assumes nobody quits, right? So, let's say we round our 6.5 up because it's hard to get a half customer, frankly. So let's say we need 7 new customers per month. No problem. We need to, you just have to figure out, well, how many am I going to lose per month? So you might say, well, instead of 7, I'm going to go with 10. That way I can lose 3 customers per month and still be okay. But the big thing is, you understand how we started with the end in mind. Instead of saying what's reasonable, you might have thought that what's reasonable might only be 30,000 or 40,000. But if that's not going to suit your needs, then that's not going to work. But when you decide, here's what I need, and let me reverse engineer a business that's going to do that, you can ask more creative questions. So if you say, is it reasonable because I'm in a small town, because I don't have any money, because I'm short, fat, dumb, ugly, what, not that you're any of those things, but we all make excuses as to what's reasonable for us. My last brick and mortar business went from zero to 4.3 million in 18 months. So I have a different view of what's reasonable, right? If I was talking to Elon Musk, he might say my last business went to $1 billion in just a couple of years. So he has a different view of what's reasonable. So that whole what's reasonable is just your made up junk versus my made up junk versus the next guy or gal's made up junk. And it's not going to help us. But if making a plan of, all right, here's what I need to do and here's how I get there, is much more empowering than trying to debate with me or Elon Musk or anyone else what's reasonable, right? Doesn't matter what's reasonable. If you need what you need. So that's the first thing. Okay. And the second thing is you want to kind of tweak it to rural, or let's just say any niche, right? If there's people out there going, well, I'm not in a rural area. Okay. Maybe you're afraid to pick a small niche. How many people are in your town or in the area that you're willing to service? Cause I'm guessing if you're in a small town, you might serve 2 or 3 towns around you.
Yeah. Okay. So in my town of Springfield, let me see if I add this up here, there's about 2,100, and then, gosh, there's probably another one about the same size. Five, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Probably about 5,000, 6,000 people.
Okay, of those 5,000, 6,000 people, let's say half of them owned houses. Is that fair?
Yeah, I would say.
Okay, so say we got 2,500. Okay, of those 2,500, let's say only 10% of them had nice houses that could afford to pay cleaners. Is that fair?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's 250 households. If you need 80, that's 30%, which can be hard. Getting 30% of the market is tough. So you've got a couple options. You can expand your service area and say, well, if 2,500 or 5,000 humans or 2,500 households or however you're counting isn't enough, well, instead of going 20 minutes away, I'll go up to an hour away, right? If you were to drive 60 minutes, how big of a population do you think you could access?
Oh, well, that's getting quite a bit bigger then, because then we get into the county seats. Oh, gosh, I don't know how many would be. Maybe 15,000, I suppose, once you start getting, you know, into that radius.
Okay, so within an hour. And again, keep in mind, if you have a problem that requires money and you have money, you don't have a problem, right? So people are, I couldn't drive that far. Well, you've got options. First of all, you can find people to hire them in the areas that you want to serve. Second of all, you could run them out of your area. And as long as you tell them, hey, part of this job is driving and we pay you to drive, you could handle that. And you could just charge the people in a rural area. Maybe they understand, certainly if they're in the top 10% of wealth in that area, that, hey, there aren't any cleaning companies in my tiny little town that will even come out and service me. So the fact that, you know, we've got a company willing to come this far, I understand I'm going to have to pay extra for it, but I want the service. And, you know, most of the time with the wealthy folks, they want what they want. And it's not as much about the money. It's, can you handle me? So the first option would be to add more area, right? Instead of going 20 miles, you go 30. Instead of 30, you go 50. And again, you can either hire people in those areas or you can just hire people in your area and pay them to drive. Most people are very happy to, they'd rather drive than clean if they're getting paid the same. So it's not like they're going to have trouble with it. And you just charge your customer for that time anyway, right? The customers in small rural towns understand it costs more. And if they don't, they're not your customer. So that's the first way we could go. The second thing you could do is add more services, right? Once you've got a very specific niche who knows, likes, and trusts you, you might say, hey, in addition to cleaning, we will do carpet cleaning, we'll do pet stain removal, we'll do hair removal, we'll you know, if you really want to get insane for a really extreme circumstance, you could do landscaping or pools, or you could find other services, cleaning or not. We'll clean your car while we're there. And I'm not saying you should do all that. I'm just trying to, again, show you that if you have a goal, instead of going what's reasonable, you can start becoming unreasonable to hit your goal. Hey, I need to make $100,000 a year. There's only this many people. I might have to be a little more creative in terms of the services I'm willing to offer them to make me do that. So please, 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 everybody don't hear Mike saying, yeah, we should clean pools and do landscaping. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying if you live in a small area and you want to be in a service-based business and there are only so many humans, you have to find out how to get your price per human up, right? So if another way might be to do commercial cleaning, right? Because if your average ticket item is $325, you're going to need just about 80 customers. But if it's 2,500, now you only need 10 customers, right? 10 customers would be 25,000. Right. So the key with the goals is there's just two steps. And again, you can go through it in the clean profit method. But step one, work from the end backwards. Don't go from now forward thinking, well, I'd like to do this, but I don't know. I hope. I don't think I could. I don't know. That's not going to serve you. It's just going to overwhelm you, right? Say, this is where I need to be and I will be. And then create the best plan that will get you from here to there. And then if you really want to supercharge it, find a mentor, somebody like myself or a coach that has done that, been there and can show you the path. Especially someone that thinks that you're crazy. Oh, this is way too big of a dream. It's like, I do that on a Tuesday. No big deal, right? Ideally, you can find someone like that. They can help make you go the path. So I know it's kind of a roundabout answer to a seemingly short question, but I want to make sure I got you all of it. Any questions, thoughts, pushback, follow-ups?
No, I think those are good. I think those are really good tips. And I think what you bring up about the mindset, you know, where you have these limiting beliefs about, you know, what's reasonable and, you know, all the different excuses that a person can make. But yeah, I mean, when you look at it, when you work it backwards, it doesn't seem as huge and overwhelming when you work it backwards and you figure out exactly, you know, the steps that you need to take to get there.
Well, and the question, can I do this or is this reasonable? Aside from just being an opinion, right, is can be disempowering, right? If you believe I can never do this, so why try? You could shoot yourself in the foot before you even start. The question, what do I need to make happen to make this much money per month? is very empowering, right? The only answers that you can come up with are empowering. But when you go, is this stupid? Right. Same with marriage, right? When you get married, if it's a lifetime commitment, you don't say, should I be happy with this person? Or should I tolerate this behavior? Or should I this or that? You say things like, what do I need to do to make this marriage work, right? The questions that you ask yourself are wield massive amounts of power. And if you ask disempowering questions that are going to cut you off at the knees, you'll be cut off at the knees. When you ask empowering questions, how could I do this? How could I give more? How could I serve more? How could I build a business that paid me all this without me working more than 10 hours a week, right? All that's possible unless you start asking questions like, what does that make sense? Could I really, is it reasonable? Those questions are not going to serve you. So since you get to choose the questions, you might as well pick questions that are going to serve you as opposed to questions that are not.
Right. And it's if you don't work it backwards and you don't have a specific number in mind that you want to get to, it's fluid, you know? So one day you think, yeah, this is great. I can do this. I'm a rock star. And then the next day you're like, no, I just don't really think that that's possible. And you start getting all these, you know, that little kind of voice in your head or those little potatoes that, you know, potatoes in your head that tell you that, you know, you can't do it or you're this or that or the other. So yeah, if you have a concrete goal in mind, I think that's a lot more helpful.
Yeah, goal with a plan, right? And then the plan's the key, but you can't make the plan until you have the goal, and you can't have the goal until you get rid of this, what do I, you know, what's possible, and replace it with what do I need in my life to make this worthwhile. Okay, as we transition into the lightning round, that's a perfect opportunity for to tell you, if you go to growmycleaningcompany.com, you will find the brand new on-demand training that I gave. And spoiler alert, at the end, for certain people that are really committed to breakthrough and really build their business, I give an offer to do a complimentary breakthrough session where we do exactly this. We figure out where you are now, where you want to be, and talk through a plan to get you there. I do those mostly myself, either myself or Natalie, and we are very finite in the time we have available for those. So they're not unlimited. So check it out now, growmycleaningcompany.com, and let's get you your plan and your goals and a plan just like we've done here with Michelle to get you moving forward. All right, that said, let's hit the lightning round. Michelle, I'm going to ask you three quick questions. You're going to answer with three amazing answers, I have no doubt. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Okay, let's see. The best piece of advice that I've ever received is probably from my late grandpa. He was a type A personality and a really go-getter. And so his advice would always be, the harder I work, the luckier I get. And so I think if you just really, you know, of course, not work hard, you want to work smart and not hard, but just wake up every day. And if you just make, if you have goals and you just make even baby steps, you know, progress toward those goals, it really can help, you know, those small successes can really give you that push and that motivation to just kind of keep on going.
Beautiful. Love it. Couldn't agree more. All right. This is my favorite. What's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business so we can all learn from you?
Oh, well, I think I've heard this one a couple times before on the podcast, but I have fallen prey to it too, is that underbidding. And maybe even to add to that, like when you first start out, you're just kind of maybe a little bit scared of going out on your own and doing this thing. And then, you know, if you've got a spouse and kids and you're like, well, I need to make up my income. I need to make money. I got bills. And so maybe you take on a couple of customers that you really shouldn't, you know, and then you're kind of miserable, working for somebody that maybe you wouldn't have taken on given different circumstances. So I guess, I would say, you know, to people, don't be afraid to turn down, even if you feel like you're broke, don't be afraid to turn down work that you're not super comfortable with.
Great point. And that ties into what we've been talking about today. When you have a clear goal and you know where you're going and why that's important to you and what you're willing to do to get it, it's easier to charge what you need to charge because you know, hey, the goal isn't for me to clean these people's house or to grow a business or to have a big revenue. It's to spend more time with my kids or to have disposable income or have freedom of time and money. And it makes it easier when you're tied into your goals to make sure that you're bidding properly so you don't get cut off. A lot of times when you're bidding too low, it's because you're not clear on your goals. People think, I just want to get bigger, so I have to bid whatever I need to get this thing. And that's how you spin off. So goals will actually help you avoid that problem. All right, last question, because I'm a big reader and I found a lot of Cleaning Nation have great books that I'm missing. So selfishly, I always want to hear. And what's the best book that you've read so I can put it on my to-read list?
Mel Robbins, The 5-Second Rule.
That is I've never heard of that. Usually I've either heard of it or read it. I haven't read it, haven't heard of it. I'm dying to do it. Oh, so you said Noah Robbins, The 5 Seconds Rule. Give me a quick summary. What's it about?
So she talks about how she was at a certain point in her life when she needed, she just needed some motivation and she needed some get up and go. And she was kind of down and out. And she came upon this, this starting ritual where she knew what she needed to do. And she would just say to herself, okay, you know, this is the thing I want to, this is the thing I need to do. And I don't want to do it, but I'm going to count down from 5. And when I hit 1, I'm just going to act. I'm just going to go and I'm just going to do it before my own brain can stop me. And she's a motivational speaker. And honestly, I would recommend getting the audiobook because it's read by the author and she is so good.
Fantastic. Thank you for sharing that. I love
it. Yeah. It just gives you so much motivation and it's really inspiring.
I love that bias towards action, however you can get there. So great feedback on that. Michelle, thank you so much for joining us. I love your passion, your perspective, your feedback, your honesty. I appreciate you. I know Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Michelle's show notes page, all the podcasts, all the blogs, everything we offer, including the special video I made just for you, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.